up soon. I'm disappointed and I don't want to punish you, but if you try running away, you need to learn your lesson. This is annoying. Oh, there you are, darling. Did you sleep well? Oh, hey, calm down. I'm not mad at you. Well, I guess I'm a little mad, but I promise I'm not going to hurt you. I know. You tried to run away, sweetheart, and I told you if you did, you'd regret it. But I don't believe in that kind of stuff. It's a bit old school, and I gotta be honest, I probably wouldn't be able to hurt you even if I tried. So, tell me, darling, why'd you try to escape? Oh, come on. You can tell me, silly. I'm not going to hurt you. Please, just tell me. That seems kinda silly. I mean, you're already home. Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, I get it. Change is rough, isn't it? You woke up here and mean old me wouldn't let you leave. But this is really just, it's a little bit of a pity. I was starting to trust you, but now that trust has been lost because of your little escape attempt. I told you on day one, didn't I? Don't even think I'm trying to escape. 'Cause I'd look for you, and I'd find you. And it doesn't matter where you choose to run, 'cause I'd still find you, and well, clearly, I found you, didn't I? Oh, honey. Shh. Please don't cry. I promise. This won't be too cruel. I can't be. Well, of course I'm upset. I do so much for you. I feed you, take care of you. I make sure you're clean. You literally don't have to lift a finger here, so I really just don't understand why you'd want to leave. Nope. Uh-uh. You're gonna stay tied up. I mean, you ran away, so obviously I can't trust that you won't try again soon. I know. But look, this is your punishment. You need to understand that you're not allowed to run off like that. It's a pointless effort, as I've said. I'll find you. No matter what. No matter where. Darling, are you getting a little shy? Oh, I love that about you. You're so shy and nervous, Oh, I had to have you to myself. You don't understand this world. This world can be so cruel for people like you. And, I knew you'd be a little scared when I took you, but I just thought I'd gain your trust. I really did. I really did. Shh, shh, here. I really shouldn't be hugging you like this since you tried running away, and I don't want you to feel like I'm rewarding your bad behavior, because I'm not. But I couldn't resist this urge. I love hugging you. I love holding you. I love breathing in your scent. Can't do that, silly. Why would you even ask? No. You're going to be mine forever, and the sooner you accept that, the better for us both. Well, you might think that, but I'm not crazy. I'm not scary, and I'm not mean to you. Am I? I promise. There's no need for you to be afraid or for you to want to leave. You'll be okay. I promised, didn't I? I promised I'd take really good care of you, and I always keep my word. Oh, that's right. Well, you're tied up, and I'm not going to loosen the ropes unless it becomes clear to me that it would be, unhealthy for your arms and legs. I know, I know, I know, but this is. You gave me no choice. I mean, you tried to run away. What am I supposed to do? I really hope it doesn't hurt, sweetie. I hate it if you were in pain, even if you did disrespect me. Shh, it's okay, it's okay. Even after this betrayal, I still love you. And I'll treat you well, but you have to do something for me, okay? I promise you will have so much more freedom once you accept my love. That's it. And then I don't need to tie you up like this. Now, it's time for you to eat. You know what to do. That's good. You're finally being smart. I don't want to force feed you. That would be unpleasant for the both of us. Thank you for eating willingly. I guess for your punishment, I'm going to avoid cooking your favorite foods for a while. Yeah, I know it's a bit harsh, but well, you should have thought of that before trying to run away. And it's a shame because I really like cooking your favorite foods and seeing you enjoy something here, since you're not that into me yet. I guess you're right. But I did this for you. Don't you get it? I did this all out of love. I love you more than anything in the world. That's why I took you to begin with. I needed you so I could be happy. I watched you for so long, and after I finally got the courage to take you, I felt so much better. And I think once you let yourself fall for me, I think you'll feel so much better too. You are the most perfect person in existence. I'd do anything for you. Well, I guess I can't do that, so I can't do everything for you. Well, like I said in the past, I love you way too much to let you go. You're mine, and only mine. And that's never going to change. Yeah, I know. I know you're scared. But I like how you're like that. I love that you're the shy, nervous type. You're so sweet. You make my heart melt. You get so flustered when I say you're beautiful, or when I kiss your cheek or forehead, and when I give you a hug. In fact, I want to give you one now. Oh, I knew this would happen. You're getting so flustered. You are so cute. Shh, shh, shh. I know, honey. It's all gonna be okay, I promise. You won't want to run away again. You know I love you. Now, I gotta go do some stuff, you know, so I gotta take some precautions so you don't try to escape again. So, I'll see you in a bit, okay? Goodbye, darling. I love you.